Misha Nechnas Adar Marbe Besimcha, as we go into the holy day, the second Rosh Chodesh, the day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, we know that we're supposed to increase our Simcha. We know the Chazal tells us that Ein Simcha El Torah, there's no Simcha greater than the Simcha of learning Torah. So I thought we would start on maybe a little new series. I don't know how long it'll be, we'll see. This is Hashem talking about the holy letters and the great Mashkiach of Rav Shlomo Volbi. They came out with the great great letters from Rav Volbi, very recent, from called Igros Uksavim Miran and Rabbeinu Mashkiach. So I thought we'd go through a couple of the letters over the next Bez Hashem through Elder, maybe we'll see Blinetter. Here we go. The first letter we're going to learn is going to be a letter that he wrote to a Talmud for Adracha, for a young boy in Yeshiva. How to be a Ben Torah, what it means to be a learning Jew, and what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be what it means to be a Jew. Rav Volbi writes in the letter Reish Nun Hadracha Letzair Bi Yeshiva Hadracha, to show a kid, a young student, what it means to be a Ben Torah. When it specifically comes to Limud HaTorah, Rav Volbi gives seven steps to what it means to be a Ben Torah and how to be able to learn specifically when it comes to the facet of learning Limud HaTorah. Tzarech lahach, number one, Tzarech lahachin heitiv es shir ha'inyan. A person has to prepare himself very good for his ear and shir. I mean, before you go into shir, 115, in the yeshiva, wherever you go, in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in America, you should be at least prepare yourselves, and he put in some parentheses here, with Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, the Rush, Ramban, and the Ran, the Lachzor al Hashir, and also go over the shir. He says you have to go through six things before coming into shir, to go over the Gemara you're assigned, Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, the Ramban, and the Ran. The second step, he says, for someone who wants to grow in yeshiva, specifically Limud Torah, Kidei lizkor heitiv halimud tzorich lachzor lekol hapachos dalet pa'amim. A person who wants to be able to remember his learning, he has to go over his learning at least, Rav Volbi says, at least four times. He has to go over your learning at least four times. Number three, ein limud meseches acheres me'anilamedes b'yeshiva. A ben Torah, a student shouldn't learn a separate mesechta from what the yeshiva is learning. He says that also, if it's possible, you should try to finish the mesechta you're learning. So basically, Rabbi says, whatever you're learning, focus on what you're learning. Don't try to do a little here, a little there. Whatever you're doing in the yeshiva, do in the yeshiva. So the first three steps. One, a person has to prepare himself, Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, Rosh, Ramban, on the run, for being able to come into Iyun Shir. Number two, a person has to go over his Torah learning every day, at least four times, to be able to remember it, and be able to know it clearly. The third step, he says, a person should not dabble in other mesechtos. He should focus in his mesechta that the yeshiva is learning. And if it's possible, he should finish the mesechta. Number four, Ketzel lihirade maher. If you see that you're falling asleep very quickly, Rav Volbi says a very practical thing. Tishal et rofei habayit shalachem. He said you should go to your doctor, because at the end of the day, you shouldn't be falling asleep so quickly just because the rabbi starts talking Torah. You should get up there. And you should ask a question to your doctor to see if there's something you can do. Number five, he doesn't say drink a couple cups of coffee, but coffee is always a good piece of advice. Number five, kidei lehatzliach b'mivchan tzarech lachzor kama pamim. Before a mivchan comes up, before a bechina comes up, you have to go over it a lot of times. And this is what Rav Volbi says: im mivchan in chamatzliach mashma shelo chazarta mafspik. He says if you didn't do on a test, you didn't chazer good enough. If you didn't do on a test, it shows that you didn't prepare good enough. As the Gemara says, and you know, Chazal tell us, I'm pretty sure in the Gemara in either Megillah or Tanis, right? In Amalta, right? If you worked hard at it, then you found. If you didn't work hard, then you won't find. Part of the Agia, part of the of having good results is by putting your Agia in, Rav Volbi says. You didn't do well on a test, you have to chazer better. That's number five. Number six, Mesechtos acheros tilomei ben azmanim. Other mesechtos, you love Gemara very much, you want to learn other mesechtos in the yeshiva, no problem. Do it during ben azmanim. Do it when you're not in yeshiva. When you're in yeshiva, focus on that mesechta. And last but not least, kasavti yafal gemara psachem vavam bebez, aval ein li zman le'ayin sham kedei lahashiv. He says, you wrote something very nice to me about a psachem vavam bebez, but I don't have any time to be able to answer back. So just, Rav Volbi was obviously very precise with every single minute. So 7/8, maybe he was saying it to the Bachar to be able to take every minute seriously. He wasn't telling the Bachar straight out, take every minute seriously, but maybe he was saying that he couldn't write more from his aros on Gemara Pesachim, because he had every minute So we said the first three. What's the last four? If you get very tired, you should go to sleep. You should assume go to the doctor. If you see you're getting very tired very easily, go to the doctor and be able to ask him what's going on. Number five, if you didn't do well on a test, it shows you didn't chazer well. Number six, try to learn other Gemara during Ben Hazmanim. Don't try to do other Masechtos during the year. And finally, number seven, person has to be very efficient with time. So I thought we added one more letter that he wrote. That was at the Reish Nun. In Reish Nun Gimel, he says on different Eitzah for a person to be able to have Hatzlocha as a Bachur in Yeshiva. He says like this, and he wrote Tamei Mechadosh, I see very constantly, very new. Ki kol Hatzlachto shel Bachur, all success from a Bachur in Yeshiva is dependent on one thing. Tuluya Bazeh sheyesh lo chaverim anshei maile. That he has a good chaver, people who are looking to grow, people who are looking to positively grow in their avodas Hashem. Im chaver inotov, chas v'lila, hu gorim lirida gadol. If someone doesn't have a good friend, he doesn't have a good influence, someone who says, hey, we shouldn't go to night sitter, or let's go here, let's go there, that's the person that he's going to bring down a person. Im chaver tov, but the opposite says Ravobi. If you have a good friend, someone who tells you nice divrei Torah, someone who gives you chizik, someone you could talk avodas Hashem with, you get uplifted by having good friends. It's not only for a chavrusa. He says, you know what a good chavr is? Not someone that you could just have a good chavrusa with. Someone that you go on a Friday night, you just want to go hang out with him. You enjoy speaking to the Torah. Someone you could count on when you fall. And people could tell him, you could try to express your innermost feeling, someone, that's a true friend, says Rav Obi. A whole hatzlacha, as Rav Obi says, ki ko hatzlachto, shabachar tuluyi bazeh shliyoshtel chaverim anshe maila. Rav Obi doesn't use words lightly. He says, you know, you could do all the learning you want and this and that, but if you don't have good chevra, you're going to fall. You have to have good chevra in yeshiva. You have to have good chevra even when you're not in yeshiva. A person has to have good chevra when he leaves yeshiva. You should be hanging out. He should be a person who has friends. You should make sure they have positive influences. So we saw seven etzos from a Volvi and an Indian about learning how to take his Gemara learning seriously. But at the end of the day, Rav Volvi also says, you want to know how to be a Bachar, how to be a good Bachar, but not only a Bachar. You want to know how to be a good Jew? Who do you surround yourself? If you surround yourself with positive influences, then you will be uplifted. At the end of the day, it makes perfect sense. A person, everyone knows, who has kids, you're always affected by your environment. We should be zochet to Bez Hashem to take our Torah learning seriously. Now in the month of Adar, we have an extra Adar. We'll be able to prepare for the holy day of Purim, Bez Hashem coming out, Baalinu the Tova. Bez Hashem to be able to take these words of Ravobi seriously, to always be able to take our learning seriously. But number two, at the end of the day, to understand, to actually think about, who are my kids hanging out with? Who am I hanging with? Who are my positive influences in my life? Who are the people that I am hanging out with in my life on the weekends, on trips, on Ben Hazman? Who am I hanging out with? Are they people who are uplifting me to get closer to Hashem? Maybe there are people who I should, you know, instead I can be friendly to with, that I don't always have to constantly hang out with them at. Because at the end of the day, Rav Volbi says, the whole tzlach of any Jew is the people you hang out with. We should be zochah b'Hashem to make Rav Volbi proud, and make Rav Volbi proud, make Kodesh Baruch Hu proud.